Good morning. It is the 24th Lord's Day. This is Catechism 2021. I'll pray for us. We'll get right into it. Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life and for eternal life in Christ. Thank you for your word and your spirit, the forgiveness of sins. Bless our time together this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Lord's Day, number 24, question 62. Why can't the good we do make us right with God? Or at least help make us right with Him? Such a simple question, such a relevant question. The default mode for all of us is to think that we live life good enough that God would accept us. And of course, we judge ourselves by a standard that we pick, right? We usually set the bar pretty low and say, well, I'm not as bad as this person, and I haven't done this thing. I haven't committed this heinous crime, and so I must be right with God. But Bible teaches that our so-called good works cannot make us right with God, and they do not even help make us right with God. That is the question. We'll scan over here to the answer. Because the righteousness which can pass God's scrutiny, now that's the test, right? To stand before God and be righteous in His eyes, not in our own eyes, not in the eyes of popular opinion. But the righteousness, because the righteousness which can pass God's scrutiny must be entirely perfect and must in every way measure up to the divine law. And that's God's commandments. And God's commandments are a reflection of God's character. Think of it in a very simple way. If there's a small business owner and he requires his employees to act a certain way, he doesn't want them to lie to customers. He doesn't want them to cheat customers in order that the company would make more money. He wants them to act in an upstanding way. That is a reflection of the business owner's character, and he wants his employees to reflect that character. And so he puts guidelines and rules and commandments in place that reflect Him. God's law for humans is the same way. His commandments to us are a reflection of His character. And so when we break His commandments, when we violate His law, we're showing that we do not have the character of God in us. Even the very best we do in this life is imperfect and stained with sin. Now there's the reason. Remember, the question is, why can't our good works make us right in God's eyes, or even help to make us right in God's eyes? Because every single one of them is stained with our sin. The problem is the one who's doing the works. Question 63. And before I go, let me just address quickly one objection that almost always comes up on that last question when that issue is brought up of our good works, or so-called good works, not making us right with God. Someone will almost always object by saying something like this: oh, so you're saying it doesn't matter if we do good works? That's not at all what we're saying. If that's what I wanted to say, I would have just said that. But that's not what we're saying. We're saying that our good works do not help to make us right before God. Right? Jesus makes us right before God. He gives us a new heart. And from that new heart, having been made right with God, we do good works. Question 63. How can you say that the good we do doesn't earn anything when God promises to reward it in this life and in the next? The reward is not earned, it is a gift of grace. Jesus earned the reward of eternal life. That's why He was resurrected unto glory, because He fulfilled the law of God perfectly. He kept the commandments of God perfectly. He received the reward of eternal glory, and He gives that reward as a gift of grace to all those who come to Him. Great question. Simple answer. Question 64. But doesn't this teaching make people indifferent and wicked? Yeah, that's getting back to that objection I mentioned earlier. Doesn't this teaching make people indifferent and wicked? Indifferent would be not caring whether they do right or wrong, good or evil. No, it is impossible for those grafted into Christ. That's a metaphor, right? Grafted into Christ. That means those who've come into a relationship with Christ by His Holy Spirit. Those grafted into Christ by true faith, not to produce fruits of gratitude. Right? It's impossible for those grafted into Christ by true faith not to produce fruits of gratitude. So those who come to Christ will have hearts of gratitude and thankfulness and love. And out of that, the fruits of good works grow. Memory verse for this week, Isaiah 64:6. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. It means unclean. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind take us away. Dismal picture of all of us apart from being saved by God's grace in Christ. We do things that we think are good, that we think are righteous, and in our own eyes, and in the eyes of the world, and in the eyes of the religious community, we say that they're good, we say that they're righteous, we think that they make us right with God, we think that we can have hope in them. But we're still sinners, and having hope in our good works will not remedy the second clause here. Our iniquities, like the wind, take us away into eternal judgment. And so we need a righteousness that is true and perfect and acceptable before God, and that makes us acceptable before God. And that is the righteousness of Christ. He is the King of righteousness, and He's the giver of righteousness to all who come to Him. Father, we thank You for Jesus. Thank You for His life, for His death, for His resurrection, and for the work He has done in our hearts to create a love and a gratitude for You. It's in His name we pray. Amen. All right, thanks for joining again. We'll see you tomorrow. Confession of Faith. And that will be week 24. And we'll see you next week for Catechism 25th Lord's Day. God bless you. Thanks for joining.